surrender, dignity, a kind of honesty about himself and the world and others, a letting go. And with it, then, there blossomed around him, or you could say maybe he rested in the great heart of the Buddha, the wisdom that is really who we are. I mean, he'd look around and he'd say, okay, you're sitting here and you're listening to all these people talk about this man you never met, right? As if, you know, that's going to help you very much. Or these teachings, you know, from far away, Thailand or something like that. But think about it. Look at the difficulty. Reflect on what's really hard in your own life. What's the place that's really your place of suffering? Because you know what it is. And then imagine in that place of suffering, suppose the Buddha were to come in, you know, to that place where you have so much conflict or fear or difficulty or loss or grief or whatever your struggle is. What would the Buddha be like even in the face of that? You can contemplate, you can imagine, reflect on that. And you get a little sense, how would the Buddha be? Would he be uptight? How would his body feel? What would his heart be like? And then you say, well, that image that comes of the Buddha being in that place of difficulty that you have, in that big suffering, where does that Buddha come from? How are you able to know that? You know what it would feel like to meet that circumstance with real compassion, that difficulty, with great compassion, to meet it with a free heart. You know what that would be like. You do. Where is that Buddha? So to live with him was this invitation to remember where the Buddha really is, to remember that which we already know, what he called Puru, the one who knows inside. You already know.